Welcome. Welcome this night of mystery, of beauty, and of light. Do you remember when you were a child, the mystery of Christmas? See a few nods. Earlier this evening, we had a number of children here, and they are held and raptured as Margaret told the story of the Nativity. She hides all the figures behind the stable, so there's nothing there except an empty stable. And the children are all here on blankets and quilts on the floor, and even though they've heard it before, they're not sure what's going to happen. And so Margaret brings them out one by one. And of course, the biggest hit is always the camels. And they love it. They love to be here, to hear the story again and again, and to be held in that mystery. And they too sing Silent Night to candlelight. And every year, as they begin singing in candlelight, I cry. Because it is a beautiful, mysterious moment. A moment when just for a second, the whole world stops. And all you see are little faces and candlelight. And the littlest ones, of course, can't even sing or don't know the words. And they are just held there. Well, each one of us has stories from our life that hold us there just for a brief moment, in that little moment of mystery. When I was young, I always had a late night service, but the moment that was most mysterious to me was the next morning. I grew up on a farm, and so there was no church service during Christmas Day in our town, because everyone was doing their chores. But after chores, my father would come in, and we would have opened stockings and all that stuff. But it was time to get to the main event, which was the gifts and the food. After celebrating the birth of Jesus, of course. But the mysterious part was how my father, who normally ate breakfast at a normal pace, all of a sudden took about 15 minutes to peel his mandarin orange. You take a little bit off and slowly pull it back. And I was rushing through my breakfast. My orange was long gone. I was on to the next thing. And then I'd wonder why nothing was happening. And I'd look across, and he'd have a little smile on his face and a twinkle in his eye and be waiting to see until I noticed. And then he'd slow down. That, for me, was a moment of great mystery. And he got me every year with the same thing, every single year. And it sort of reminds me of how we prepare for Christmas. We rush around, we do all the things to make it perfect, and we forget sometimes that at the heart of it all is a mystery. It's this story that we celebrate tonight. You were probably expecting to hear the story as Carolyn read, and instead you got John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life that was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. That is a great mystery to us. In a world where you can pretty much Google anything, whether you're getting the truth or not, I can't guarantee it. But where we think that we have so much information, and yet more and more is discovered. And yet, there is still mystery. I had the privilege of being on the Isle of Skye this summer on sabbatical, and I had a very interesting theological conversation with a young 10-year-old over breakfast at my B&B. And he said, "So what do you do?" I had been kayaking for 3 days and hiking, and I was there for 6 nights, and he thought he knew me by now. He said, "So what do you do, like, besides this?" I said, well, can't make assumptions. So I said, you know what a church is? And he said, yeah, I know what a church is. I said, well, I work at a church. He said, oh, do you run the church? I said, well, not really. A whole bunch of people work at the church, but I'm one of the, you know, the people who dress up, one of the clergy people. He goes, oh, all right, I know what that is. I said, good. Now where do we go with that? And then he said, I don't believe in God. I said, well, that's okay. Because even if God, you don't believe in God, if there is a God, I know that God believes in you. He thought about that for a minute. And then he said, but I believe in mystery. And I said, so do I. That we can agree on. I said, that's all that really I believe in too, I said, is mystery. Because that's what I can't explain. That's the piece of my life that surprises me when I least expect it. And it is the piece that is holy. Another woman was sitting there having breakfast, and she came over with her cup of coffee and said, I've got to join this conversation. It is far more interesting than the newspaper this morning. And isn't that typical? The news, the things that we rely on daily, the information that comes to us, the relationships we have by text, email, Snapchat, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to use, we think those are real and strong and solid, and yet they're a bit of a mystery too, aren't they? The moments that we can hang on to are few in our lives. That's marked of mystery and beauty and light. And tonight, I hope you have one of them here in this place. With the strangers and the friends that are sitting around you, and those you'll meet when you leave. Because this world needs mystery. As I was preparing today, I heard an interesting news article. It was actually on the news, on CBC, so it had to be true. And the announcer said that Bethlehem is full this year. The hotels are filled. There is nowhere to stay in Bethlehem. And we have a full church tonight. And hopefully we will have full hearts. It is a mystery, isn't it? When our world seems like it's literally sometimes going to hell, we find a holy place. And we stand there for at least a moment, and maybe even longer, because that's what we need. And that gives us the beauty to move on in our lives and to show to others and to be the light to the world. I'm going to read John one more time, a little differently this time. So hear the words of John written for you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You were in the beginning with God. All things come into being through you. And without you, not one thing comes into being. What comes into being in you is life, and the life is the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. That baby Jesus, who was so mysterious to those children tonight, has just enough power and more power than we can imagine to remind us that we indeed are created by God. And God is in every one of you, whether you know it or not, whether you want it to be there or not, whether you accept it or not. And as I said to my young friend in Scotland, and even if you don't believe in God, God believes in you. So tonight, for a moment, suspend your doubt. Suspend your adulthood. And hold on to the mystery, the beauty, and the light. Because maybe then, the world will live among us in a new way, and we will all be full of grace and truth.